I know a lot of post offices have closed or changed hands over the last few years, but we still have a very strong network and are working hard to keep that network. The union has done great work over the last few years, especially in securing the investment that they got from the government, which will make it more viable to stay as a postmaster in the coming years. We will fight again to try and get more funding or to keep the investment going for as long as we can.
It's been a while since we've had a direct threat from government to close post offices, but what we seem to hear quite a bit of is a situation where the person running the post office wants to retire, but Onpost is offering terms to a potential successor which really aren't competitive. And in some cases, communities are facing the closure of their post office by virtue of the fact that the previous incumbent is retiring and there's nobody there to take it over. Is that a major problem?
It can be in some places. It depends to where the post offices are situated. Some of the smaller towns which vitally need a post office, it is kind of hard to get, you know, to secure a good deal from Onpost for that. It's not the same as years ago where people wanted to take it on and it ran in families or whatever. A lot of the times it's new people coming in and it is very difficult to get somebody to want to take it on.
And does the government need to review what's on offer on the table, as it were, for new people coming in? Because in many cases now, it's not the case that a post office on its own is going to be commercially viable. And sometimes the government's test for viability is very much geared toward the commercial rather than the community service aspect.
Well, they have in the last few years, they have been more interested in people co-locating into the likes of the supermarkets and places like that there to make it viable for a postmaster. The other that they are offering a new kind of service as well, you know, for some places, if there's a small shop, that you can have like an express service, which will offer, you know, most of the things that we offer in the main post offices, but just on a smaller scale. But it would be in a smaller shop, you know, that is an offer that's there as well.